You're listening to a recorded talk from Greenbelt Festival.
Hello, friends. This is very exciting. Welcome, everybody, and welcome to our very special guests, BCUC. Now, if you know who BCUC are, you will know there are seven of them. We thought that might be a tight squeeze up here, so we've just gone for two. I can't tell you if it's the best two or not yet. We'll find out later. but I'm really, really excited to have you with us. Can you introduce yourselves and tell us what BCUC stands for?
Hello. My name is Chulele from BCUC. I'm a lead vocalist.
I'm Khomotso, doing backing vocals and percussions, and the band name is Bantu Continua Uhuru Consciousness, which is people pursuing the freedom of awareness, of just enlightenment and being, yeah, just being good people.
Yeah.
Great. We are at Greenbelt Festival. You've been to Greenbelt before, have you?
Yeah? Yes.
Yeah, great. So we've been having a fantastic weekend. I would love to know, are there any exciting things anyone's done so far this weekend? Anyone done something exciting this weekend?
Waiting for BCUC.
Waiting for BCUC, aren't we all? Aren't we all? Anyone else done anything exciting this weekend? No? Someone needs to have a word with programming, I think. Oh, go on. Focon. I did catch them. They were great today. Go on. You saw the Proclaimers, fantastic. Harry Baker. Harry Baker, nice. I would love to know, I actually know this because I've been stalking you on social media. Okay. Have you done something really exciting already this weekend? Not at Greenbelt.
Okay.
Yesterday we were playing at Shambhala.
And how was that?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Amazing, yeah. It was our first time at the main stage, you know. So we were playing Shambhala for the fourth time, you know. So we are well versed in festivals here in the UK, you know, and we are so excited, happy and anxious at the same time to be here again. Yeah.
Oh, what did I do?
Well, I guess you're at the same place.
Yeah, but also we were camping, and I haven't camped in a very long time. So that was very...
And it's the weather for it this weekend as well, isn't it?
Baby. Yeah.
And how was your camping experience?
Okay.
Are you keen to do it again or?
No.
No? We'll have the hotel next time, please. I'm actually in a camper van this weekend. I highly recommend. Much better than a tent.
A camper van makes sense, but like, you know, like the back, the knees, you have to crawl.
I am very excited because you were a new Greenbelt surprise to me. When I saw the lineup, I was like, I need to go and research these people, see who they are. And my husband walked into the living room to see me sat there like this. The best way I can describe you is music you cannot help but dance to.
Yeah.
Does that sound right to you? And you're very improv vibes, right?
Yep.
So can you tell us a little bit about your music and how you put it together?
First, there is no formula of how we do our music. There's no formula of how we creating our music, you know, like it. Sometimes it's just a freestyle, improvisation, we call it freestyle, you know. So it's just improvisation. Sometimes it will start maybe with an inspiration, you've got words in your head, you know, or it will start because you've got something that you really, 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 really want to get it off your chest, you know, because as we said, our name is People Continuing the Freedom of Consciousness. So for us, it is very, very important to be constantly just pushing the envelope. Pushing the envelope, you know, and taking risks, musical risks, reputational risks, because a lot of artists these days, like, they're just singing for Kumbaya, you know, and especially at this time and moment, it is important for artists to also say something, you know. So we constantly, I don't know because we're stubborn, I don't know because we're stupid, I don't know because we're daring. We constantly talk about some things that would generally be, you know, but because of who we are and our affinity to creating peace around a hot topic, like we can talk about something that will be uncomfortable, but we will make it land in the most gentle but honest way. Yeah. That's what we do.
So when I was doing my research, I was reading a few reviews about you, and I found this quote in The Guardian, which I think is spectacular. Yeah. I'm going to read it so I get it right. It says, you are mixing the ancient and modern with a real sense of danger.
Yes.
And I wonder if that resonates with you.
Yeah, I think just to goes back to what Jovi was saying about being daring and trying to push the envelope. It is... the base of our music is traditional South African music. So that's from multiple tribes, from Sotho to Zulu to Venda. So it's just traditional music. And then on top of that, we add what we like, rock and roll, punk rock, soul music, neo soul, hip hop, all the things that we like, we added into that. But at the same time, we are, you know, we really want to say something, not just to vibe for vibes, you know. And also because it reminds me when I first started when I joined the band, I thought I was like I want to sing, but I want to sing something positive, make people feel good, instead of, you know, singing about my boyfriend, who cares, you know what I mean. So I we a sense of danger, I think it's because we call it diving. We just dive. You know, when you dive in a pool, we just dive. We just go for it. We are constantly pursuing connection with strangers because we are, I mean, we have 11 different languages, and there's English, but we perform in countries where there's no English. And then, but we are daring because we're trying to connect with people. So I think the danger part is connection, is vulnerability. I think that's the dangerous part.
And also, maybe let me put it into perspective and give an example. We are from different tribes in South Africa, and usually different tribes don't mix their traditional music.
Okay.
We are mixing it, and we are not asking for anyone's permission to do it the way we want to do it. And you find there are purists, you know. No, you can't do this to Zulu music, man. We don't care. We are still going to mix it with Sotho. We are still going to mix it with Xhosa. We are still going to mix it with Tswana. The next thing to that would be an Irish guy, a Scottish guy, an English guy in the band singing their traditional music. And you know the temperature between these people,
yeah.
You know. But they are singing it nonetheless. We are doing the same thing, you know. And we think, believe, and hope that through doing that, then we will build real bridges between our cultures. We will build real understanding between our cultures. You know, and we are not afraid of conflict because we think this thing of avoiding conflict is the one that is holding us back. You know, let's disagree with respect. Let's find a new way of talking and mulling over what has been aching us for years. You know, like it is the... really a waste of a generation to be fighting the wars that were fought by our grandfathers. You know, like we can be this generation that can have solutions to 40-year wars and stuff.
So actually, just your music on its own in the style, even if you were just singing about your boyfriend, is already a protest.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is already political in that bringing together.
Yeah, and even how the band came together. I mean, at the time, the landscape in South Africa was like very digital music. It was very producer heavy and stuff. So for the band to start and be like, we want to bring back the live music scene. Like that's what our parents were listening to. They went to concerts and to clubs to see people play. Whereas we grew up listening to the DJ. You know, so to want to do that, I think the like be a protest is just the fabric of who we are, how we do, how we came to be, and yeah, and it doesn't have to be, you know, stressful. It's good to protest, you know. Yeah.
So you started off in a shipping container.
Yes.
Practice. Are you still practicing in a shipping container, or have you moved out?
No, we've got a little bit more of money now.
Because when I watch your videos, I was like, I would like to be in that shipping container vibing with you, like freestyling. It looks so much fun. Yeah. But you just said about the conflict because of the different styles.
Yes.
Do you find you have conflict as well, or are you all just like having a great time?
Oh,
I maybe let me dispel the word conflict, you know, because when you say conflict, sometimes people think it's no, it's just a rub, you know, it's a meeting and repelling of thoughts, you know, and we work around that, you know, because we are some sort of scientists too, you know, like we just work around it, you know, until it makes sense, you know, and we don't mind. We've been doing this for 23 years. So you cannot be in a band for 23 years with the same people without fighting, you know, but we think that because we fight so much, that's how we end up loving each other so much. You know, because we're fighting so much, I stick around you for all these 23 years because it is worth it to fight with you. You know, yes.
And the fights are not to destroy. You know, we're trying to build something, and we agree to disagree because sometimes other things we just disagree. And it's okay. And we come up with a new way of being after the disagreement, not getting stuck and trying. I'm not trying to get Jovi to believe or to feel or to say the same things that I'm, because my daily experience is different. My perspective is different. So we are always getting into it, into the conflict, into the fights, because we are trying to build something. We're not trying to destroy each other. We're not trying to destroy other people. We're trying to build something and trying to remind ourselves that in order for things to work, it does not mean we have to be homogenous, like be the same. No, diversity, people being different, coming from different walks of life, different cultures, it's normal, it's okay, and it's beautiful. It's giving space to how other people are and showing up and trusting that you're going to be safe and taken care of, you know.
We're in the Hope and Anchor now, which is a Methodist venue. And in the Methodist church, we model something we call living with contradictory convictions. So it's that idea that we can all disagree and it's okay because we can still love each other. Yes. It's okay to not all think the same. And it seems like that's something you really model as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And so how does your spirituality come into that? Because you're spiritual people.
Very.
Do you want to share something of your beliefs and how that filters into your music?
Start, because I'm going to go on for it.
We were all raised by our grannies and our grand aunties. They went to church. But then we grow. Then you make your own decisions. You see how you fit. You decide what's important and what's good to you. So in terms of spirituality, even in the songs, even in the music itself, for me, it's a very... When I joined the band, I changed. I felt like, oh my God, my life changed. And for the better, because I was excited about my life. I had a dream I never knew was a thing, was a possibility. I was going to have a nice 9-to-5, you know, picket fence, 2 kids and a car, work with the hubby. But that after meeting the band, I was like, cool. The world is open. I can just learn. And our spirituality comes within obviously the culture, I mean, the culture that we are from, within the culture, how we are raised, other behaviors, irregardless of Christianity or any other religion, just spirituality at home, how we were raised, how to be respectful of people, how to listen, how to know your place as a child, as an adult, as a woman, as a man, as just people in society, how to read the room, how to, so the spirituality for us is not something special that's out there. I have to go to an altar and do something. It's every day. It's every day talking to myself, being good to myself, being good to my team. It's about delving into ancestry. What does that mean? I mean, I'm here because of these people. Who are these people that I come from? What have they done? What is the thing that's showing up in me that is them? So for spirituality, it's everything. It's the music, it's how we live our lives, it's the instruments that we choose, it's the whistles. It's like we are from a culture that has got like sangomas, shamans, psychics, We're from a people that believes in that stuff. We grew up seeing examples of that. We've got people like that in our families. So it's about everything. It's about being a good human being, and it's about just everyday practice, just being, and the idea of all of it is just being good to people, to the planet, and just being, just have good, good energy, good aura.
Yeah. For me, spirituality is everything. Like, it's life itself. Like, there is no one point, no altar, no center, no nucleus, like it's just being here in life and recognizing that I come from a bigger thing than I understand too, and I probably am going to die before understanding it all, because now I am here and I'm getting older, now I also realize the damage that I have done also to the world, to other people, the people that I've hurt. It's now you are doing a full circle, you're learning how to be a good kid to your mom, Because when I was growing up, I didn't understand what it is to be a parent. I want. And then I don't get, and then I get hurt, and then I have traumas. When I grew up, they didn't do this for me. Now it's my turn. Now I can see that, this was this, So for me is connecting and becoming one with those generations and lead my household with clarity, with honesty, with transparency, and knowing that I'm not raising only a child, I'm raising a soul. And what kind of life am I bringing to this soul? Like, I am molding this human being to be more equipped than me at their age so that they can deal with the world better and touch the world better for their next of kin,
How many kids have you got?
I've got two kids.
How old are they?
16. To be 16 and 23.
Oh, how's the teenage years been? I'm very scared of those,
They're okay. This is the advantage of being a dad that is an artist.
Okay.
Because when you are an artist, like, you've got that forever young thing going on, So, we get along really, really well. And I know she's got a lot of things. They've got a lot of things to say. And I know that they know a lot. And they really do know a lot. They really do know a lot. And I recognize that they know a lot. And they are living in a different timeline. And we are living in a different timeline. But I can anticipate them. Because when I look at them, I still see me. You know? Like, there is no look that they can give me that will confuse me. You know? I know them when they are sad.
You know the tricks.
Yeah. I know them when they need me and they say, like, please get out of the room. I know when they need me, even when they are saying that, you know. So for me, it's an advantage because I feel like I haven't grown up. I still feel like I'm 25 even today, you know. Yeah.
So my kids are 3 and 6. So what you're telling me is I've got about 7 years to become a musician. So that they'll still think I'm cool. Is that, that's our takeaway.
No, but like, use your gift and let your gift be your light. We are all instruments and all instruments that work differently. You know, we will not all be hammers. We will not all be hacksaws. We will not all be pliers, you know. Whatever you are, delve deeper into that and let your purpose be your guide.
Wouldn't it be boring if we were all hammers?
It would be extremely boring if we were all hammers.
But maybe we would be sharks.
Yeah. It's okay to be like a butterfly too.
So you're really spiritual people. How does that spirituality feed into your music?
That is in everything. That is in the lyrics. That is in the instrument choices. That is in the whistles. That is in the drum. That is in the rhythm, the specific rhythm of the drum that's being played. We believe frequency is a connector. We believe in, you know, because I've been making an example about like sound therapy with the sounding bowls, how different sounds feel different, how different noises bring out certain things out of a person. So that's what we do. We do that in, it's also like, for example, the lyrics. Our music is talking about building. It's talking about people being tolerant of each other. It's talking about, it's about speaking up for yourself. It's just music about like, you know, you should speak up for yourself. It's about praise of the parents that we come from, our moms, our fathers, and how those, as I was talking about ancestry, how that has affected who we are, where we are, how we are. It's in the, you know, it's in everything. It's in the decision to do traditional music, because traditional music is a, South Africa as a country and as a people, we are a very soulful people. We are people who, even in our national anthem, we pray for people. We ask for God to be with us. We ask for guidance. We, like in the national anthem. So it's about positivity. Also doing positive music. For example, I made about talking about your boyfriend. Nobody wants to talk about my problems with my partner, but I want to talk about, you know, you will heal. You will be fine. You need to be brave. You need to stand up for yourself. You need to be calm. Things will work out fine. Things are hard, you know, but you'll be fine. It's about just encouragement, motivation, and just connecting. Cause we are just, as I say, we perform in different countries. Most people don't even speak English, but how does the sound connect? Because the sound, you cannot deny the feeling. You will feel the feeling. If you are unhappy, I will see you. Like, oh, okay, this is not working. Because physically, you can't help but react. So how in the music, we look at the people, how they connect, the smiles. I love seeing couples kiss. And while we are performing, I love seeing like babies just excited on their father's shoulders. I love seeing like people just swaying, losing yourself. The idea of just meditation, it's meditative. It's meditative for us. It's meditative. It's amazing to see how that meditation connects with the people that we are in front of. So it's just, it's in everything. It had to be like that in order for us to be where we are, because yes, it can be, yeah, we are dancing. We're having a good time. but also we want to leave ourselves on stage feeling like you've expressed yourself, you've put it all on the table, you are less heavy, and just energy work. Yeah,
that's really beautiful. And you've answered one of my questions, which is whether the languages matter. Does it matter that people don't understand the word? Because no, it transcends, the music transcends the language.
Yeah.
Do you all speak all 11 languages, or do you not? Do you all sometimes understand and
we
not?
Speak all the languages sparingly.
Sparingly?
Yeah, sparingly.
Which is more than the rest of us, so.
Yeah. Like, for example, I speak Zulu more than other languages. Because at home we speak Zulu, but when I'm with her, I speak Zulu and Sotho.
Okay.
And then when we are with chicks, we will speak Zulu, Sotho, and some bit of Tswana. He will start from Tswana and speak a little bit of us. She will start from Sotho and speak a little bit of us, you know. And we've got, what is this, dialect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got dialect. In the dialect, we also speak other people's languages. For example, I'm Zulu, my mother is Xhosa, but her mom is Swazi, you know. So like in one house, now you just have three languages that can be spoken any day, anytime. When my mom is angry, she speaks another language. You know, she gets angry in her language. And then you've got your neighbor. Your neighbor's mom is this tribe. Their father is this tribe. And their mother, because mothers are the ones that always come with another tribe. So, like, the grandmother will be another tribe too. So, the same street, you find we are all speaking all these languages, you know. And we will speak them just sparingly, 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 you know. Like, that's how we take languages. And for us, language is just an instrument for communication, you know. Like, we were making an example yesterday. We've got whistles for saying, hey, come here. Like, with a whistle. Like, I can whistle to you and you know that I'm calling you. I can whistle to you and you know that I'm saying, yeah, yeah, you watch out with a whistle, you know. And I can whistle to you and say, like, shut up, brah. Like, you know, like, so that's why for us it is easy to play everywhere in front of everyone that speaks different languages, because our music doesn't depend on the language. Our music depends on the emotion. Our music depends on the intention. Our music depends on the relationship that we make today as we are speaking. You know, this is what our music is about. You know, like, I'm not talking to a room. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You know, so like, that's why our music always lands, and it comes with honesty. It doesn't come with us trying to buy you, us trying to, because we are weird too. Like, and we are not money. In South Africa, we say that you are not money. Not everyone will love you, ladies and gentlemen. And it's okay for not everyone to love you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as long as you've got your back, as long as you are kind to you, as long as you give yourself another chance, you know, it's okay.
I think if I was trying to navigate talking 11 languages, I might find myself in a really awkward situation where I accidentally said something really rude, thinking someone else wouldn't understand, and they did. Have you ever had any incidents like that where you've like accidentally said the wrong thing at the wrong time?
Well, I do it all the time. But I also, have I done that? No, I don't think so. Because not really.
You wouldn't get it past us.
Yeah, but I also think it's, I mean, going back to culturally how we were raised, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. And also, language, like communication is so interesting, guys. It's like the eyes, it's the tone, it's the look, it's the smirk, the face. That's why I love these videos online where body language experts, I love that stuff. I eat it up. Because it's like, we forget, like, it's not only what you say, it's how you say it. It's the, your energy. It's like, I think this is not the right space for me, because the energy shifts. So because I keep going back to energetically how we operate. Like, we read a lot we've honed the skill of understanding, learning the room, the aura, the energy. If I'm being rude, you will see in my face that I'm being rude before I even say a rude thing. I'm already rude, you know, because my energy is rude. Yeah. But if I'm being so awkward, I don't have to tell you I'm awkward. You can see. We just have to look. So for us, over the 23 years that we've been a band, it's been really important to be able to have that skill, because a lot of people don't know. Even if I speak English, other times I speak English, people are like, huh? What? I'm like, I even asked the guys, am I talking a different language or is this not English? But then you understand the ear is not only in, it's not enough for communicating and reaching and connecting people. It's all the things. It's your body, it's your face, it's your, the tone, the, how, the, just the rhythm of how you speak, how quickly you speak, how slow you speak. It's about, are you, all that. It's about that. And we use that a lot in our music, because we need it to guide us, to tell us like, otherwise we would have had so many accidents, you know?
And also generally, it's just not nice not to be nice. You know, like, let's just call it what it is. Like, if you talk bad to someone else in front of me, I will call you out. If you use the language that is not really nice to be used, I will call you out, you know. Even when you say, it's just a joke, I will still call you out, you know. Like, there is no... Because people say, I was just playing. There is no space for I was just playing. Because, like, it's people's emotions. Yeah. Other people are going through whatever they are going through. And maybe you are the last straw. And you just said, brr. And that was the last thing that broke the camel's back. You know? So, like, you are not saying that around me. No. And the around our band, like, you are not saying that. Like, we have chased people from the band for being amazing musicians, but shitty people.
Yeah, like, negative.
We'll chase you out of the band.
And the music itself doesn't allow for that. Because the music itself will kick you out. Yeah. It's so weird how that happens. We don't know. I can't explain that. But it's just, the music will kick me out. If I'm feeling, if I've got like nasty energy, it will be like, you need to fix yourself, because you're not going to sound right. And others will hear that you're not sounding right. But with 11 languages, people here, we are from, everybody speaks different languages where we're from. So as I say, you have to have different skills of communicating and understanding and reading the situation. You can't just, how you are matters, not only what you say, how you are, you know.
Yeah. So your music is so joyful, and you're such joyful, like, you're like sunshine. This is such a delight. But I think that some of your music, because it's quite political as well, right? And it comes from almost a place of anger, and you channel that anger into really creative joy. And here at Greenbelt, we talk about a lot of issues, things that we're angry about. And I wonder if you've got any advice for us of how we can turn some of our righteous anger, because it is righteous anger sometimes. And how do we channel that into creative joy?
For me, I think it's about being... just going through it, doing the thing, feeling it, and not keeping with you everywhere you go. Because sometimes other things, even other energies, other feelings, you just have to feel it and let it go and move on and show up in a way that is because we also want to live joyful lives. So I'm not, I can't sell you joy when I'm not doing the thing, when I'm not joy. You'd be like, she's lying. She's not being authentic. So we are also trying to make ourselves happy. We're trying to have joy. We have loss. We cry through things. And then you just, I don't know. I think maybe Jovi has more to you.
Yeah. Okay. This is going to be controversial. It's okay. Life is controversial. Righteous anger to you is righteous anger. You know, we are not all seeing the world with the same eye. You know, like, it's the story of when you say somebody is a hero. Is a hero to who? Because there is no hero. Because where there is a hero, that means like there was someone that was defeated by the hero. You know? Even Goliath was a hero of wherever he was coming from. That's why David is a hero of where he's coming from. Even the fallen king or the conquered king was loved in their lands. You know, so like, as we celebrate the victory of King Charles the 15th, we are mourning the defeat of King Solomon the 3rd. You know what I'm saying? So, righteous anger needs us also that are angry to be careful with our anger. Like, let's always reach out for what's on the other side, you know? Like, is a child of the priest and a child of a witch, you know? Like, they are both growing up at the same time. They are both learning different skills spiritually of life. The other one is growing up in the forest. No books, it's just the herbs and water and all these nice things that you find in the forest. The other one is growing up in the best libraries and what and what and what. But if their fathers or their mothers are so inclined to the source, to the knowledge, to the research, to the continuation of their bloodline, you know, those kids will meet each other at the perfect place and they will become compatible, whether as lovers or even as adversaries, you know. So, like, the righteous anger, we should also consider it when it lands to the person we are angry at, you know. For example, in the West, when they say, like, we need to be humane, they're not talking about humane that is not white. When they say, like, you have to be humane, it comes from, you need to be properly, you know, like, do it like us, you know, like, do it like us, you know. And it, the word humane now loses the human, you know. You know what I'm saying? So, like, let us touch each other carefully. Let us understand each other carefully. Let us remember that we still have a... We got defeated one day by the people who ended up colonizing us. Let us remember that we are making up, we are redeveloping a new relationship, you know. Yes.
I feel like I've learned so much from you. Yeah. Like... I could sit here and just listen to you all day. I want to soak everything in. But I'm aware you've got a set on the Glade stage coming up.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to come and dance for that. So I couldn't keep your day.
Everybody, please come through.
Here in the Hope and Anchor, we have a game that we call Conversations Against Mundanity.
Yes.
So at the back there, you can see a giant spinning wheel.
Yes, I do.
And just behind us, we have some cards.
Okay.
So the cards have a question on them. Right. And there's a blank space, and some glamorous assistant, Roxanne, my glamorous assistant, is going to spin the wheel for us, and we are going to answer that question. So do you want to pick a card? You tell me which one you want, I'll grab it.
The center.
The middle one. I couldn't decide which question I wanted, so I thought I'll let you pick from three.
The center.
Okay, so we have got, what advice would we give the people of Earth in 1,000 years' time about... Let's see what the wheel says. Oh, there's no one chanting spin the wheel. That's a bit disappointing. Oh, yeah, I like that. That's a good noise. I like that. Oh, that's very relevant for this, isn't it? It's the things that make us angry. So what advice would we give the people of Earth in 1,000 years' time about the things that make us angry?
I see. We need to get over it. Because, guys, anger is like, you know, you are angry, but it is I find it such a difficult emotion. Personally, I don't enjoy being angry. I get headaches. I just feel so miserable. Like, physically, I feel miserable. So I feel like sometimes you can't win them all. You can't understand it all. You don't know it all. You can just learn and try and improve, you know? And, just get over it. It's okay. It's okay to be angry and get over it. You'll get a chance the next day to be angry. Don't carry that stuff. Leave it alone. You know, you don't need it.
Well, you do, but... Yeah. You know, but anger is just a very cruel, lonely disease, you know, because it's you that is angry. And sometimes the people you are angry at, they are not even aware that you are angry at them, you know.
I have to tell my husband all the time.
Yeah.
He really wound me up about this.
Oh, did I? You know.
This is where... being comfortable with conflict comes in, you know, like, I am saying this because it's hurting me. I am saying this because I am concerned, you know. So, like, let me tell you this. And I know, like, it's going to piss you off a little bit. It's okay. But let's talk about this so that I'm not the only one that is pissed off, you know. And after we talk about this, I'm definitely sure both of us are no longer pissed off.
Can I just ask the question to the room? It's like, but don't you think like anger is about you than the situation? Isn't it about you? About how you react to whatever you can't control, whatever you can't... it's about you not being able to control the situation. For me, that's why I'm asking the room. It's like, isn't it about you? So it's like, get over yourself. You'll be fine.
Is it a question, or you are motivating the room towards gravitating to your decision?
I'm just asking. It's like, isn't anger about it? Like, for as I say, I don't like the feeling of being angry because it's me. Not being grounded. It's me losing my temper about something I can't control. Somebody said something, or I feel like my character is being assassinated, all that stuff. But once I sit with it and I'm like, but you do know, girl, you're that girl, right? You do know you can get over it, man. And okay, so instead of what I tried for it to do, to change how I behave so that I am safe from that. That's what I'm asking. Isn't it about anger? Isn't it about us, the individual, instead of, you know, it's about how do you turn righteous anger into creativity? Other people have turned it into chaos. They're angry and now they're destroying the whole world and people. It's insane. So it's like, I think that's more about you than the people, than the situation. It's about you. So
absolutely.
Fix you.
We agree.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, sorry, the question didn't have a question mark. you know. Because, but I'm interested in the question, like, what do you think about anger? What do you think about anger?
So that was like any emotion, it can be appropriate or inappropriate. Because yeah. I mean, I'm one of those people that really likes a good argument.
Yeah.
I'm like, get the anger out. This is fun for me. It's like a game,
but then it's
which
not
is not
angry,
the same as you.
No. But then is it still angry though? Because you're having fun. You're enjoying the go back and forth.
Okay.
So we have a good argument. So my
goodness,
we argue a lot. You know, he's not. But no.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying,
it's
the back and forth. It's a game. It's like a back and forth. It's, and also, because yesterday in the bus, we were arguing about, not arguing, we're talking about this thing, and he's in favor of it. But one person in the car was not in favor. But at the end, he was in favor. So the back and forth is.
So we're saying anger is different from an argument.
That's what I'm saying. Anger is something else. It's a toxic feeling. And arguing is fun.
Arguing is a sport.
Yes. Irritating people can be fun.
Get it on the Olympics.
You know what I mean? I mean, like, irritate you, like, and all of it is how you say, because somebody can irritate you and make you angry, but maybe you're not feeling good that day. You just had a bad day, your kid hurt themselves, or you missed your wallet, whatever reason. But also, that's why I'm going back to, I think anger is about the self than the situation or the, I think it's about self. It's about your reaction to whatever's going on that you can't control. But arguing is fun. Irritating people is fun. Pissing people off is fun. You know, it's like you...
Are you taking a piss, mate?
It's fun. Because it's fun. Because it's also a reminder that we are humans. We can't control it all, guys. Do you know how big this planet is?
Absolutely.
We are a speck. We are so tiny. We are so... You know, we are so... Look at what COVID did to us. So that reminds you, like, we are so small. The world is so big. People, like, animals are so big. Trees are so big. So it's like, you can't control everything. You have to sometimes stay in your lane and go with the flow.
I've got so much more that I could say to you, but I'm aware that there might be other people in the room with questions too.
Yeah.
We've not got long left, but has anybody got a question that they would like to ask? And if you have got a question, you've either got to shout really loud or run to the front sportingly. I'm not seeing any hands up. They said everything that they could possibly say. I mean, they've been amazing, haven't they? Haven't they been great?
Yeah.
And they're going to be on the Glade stage at 7 p.m. They're going to be on the Glade stage at 7. So you want to be there to experience the pure joy that they are going to emanate from that stage. Yeah. Is there anything that you've not had the chance to say because I've moved us on too quickly that you want to share?
No, I think I can just take the opportunity to thank you all for being here, you know. We always appreciate human interactions, you know. We are on the quest of making the world better one show at a time, you know. But the trip is not going to be easy. Like, when you're coming to watch us, like, know that, like, it's not going to be gently, you know, like, it's rocky, it's rough, you know. But at the end of the day, the landing is going to be amazing, you know. We're going to go through it, you know, like, we will share the tear or two, you know. We will shout and scream, you know. You know, and for maybe another thing that I can talk about is not protest, you know. I think it is English. You know, English sometimes messes me up.
It's a silly language.
Yeah. but we're not doing protest music.
Yeah.
You know, like we are social what social commentary.
Yeah,
it's social comment, you know. Because once you say it's protest, then someone expects combativeness, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You know, when this is just a social commentary and this is a lot of juxtaposing norms, you know, a lot of playing with the mirror and say like, oh, look, when you are saying this, it looks like this, you know, like, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Thank you.
Thank you for making the time. You have been amazing. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to this recorded talk. Explore our full Greenbelt Festival Talks archive with almost 20 years of recorded talks and podcasts for free at greenbelt.org.uk/talks.